A reading from the Gospel of Mark. The disciples had forgotten to bring bread, and they had only one loaf with them in the boat. Jesus enjoined them, "Watch out, guard against the leaven of the Pharisees and the leaven of Herod." They concluded among themselves that it was because they had no bread. When he became aware of this, he said to them, "Why do you conclude that it is because you have no bread? Do you not yet understand or comprehend? Are your hearts hardened? Do you have eyes and not see, ears and not hear? And do you not remember when I broke the 5 loaves for the 5,000? How many wicker baskets full of fragments did you pick up?" They answered him, 12. "When I broke the 7 loaves for the 4,000, how many full baskets of fragrance did you pick up then?" They answered him, 7. He said to them, "Do you still not understand?" They only brought 1 loaf of bread with them, just barely enough to feed themselves, much less for others. They had all participated in gathering the leftovers from the great miracles of feeding thousands of men and women. They knew Jesus could do this, but they didn't get it. Seeming to have missed the forest, the feeding for the trees, or at least one tree. We can be guilty of that too. Recently, thousands marched for life in Washington, D.C., the largest march ever. I applaud those men and women, children, religious, and clergy for their efforts, their concern for the unborn. But it's not enough. The March for Life was a march to end abortion, one small part of the seamless garment of life, just 1 loaf of bread. I can imagine Jesus saying, "Do you not yet understand or comprehend? Defending the rights of the unborn are very important, but there is so much more to fight for. What happens when that child is born? Will he have food, medical care, clean air and water? Will she be educated and be respected in society? Most importantly, where there'll be peace in the world so that this child can thrive and not merely survive. Do you have eyes to see the suffering of migrants who might leave their homes and travel to another country to support their families? Or hear the grief of refugees who are fleeing war-torn countries? Are your hearts hardened to those who are different because of race, sexual orientation, or religion? It's just not enough to fight for the right to be born. You must recognize the fullness of life that follows. 1 loaf isn't enough when Jesus fed thousands. He showed us that we must go further in our march for life. The apostles don't get it, but Jesus is hopeful. "Do you not yet understand?" he says. He has confidence that one day they will understand the fullness, the openness, the generosity of God's love. There is hope for us too. We are living in an uncertain time, a time when we must be open and generous, compassionate and courageous to go beyond one issue and stand up to march for all lives.